Okay, we're picking up the Gemara four lines from the top of Zayin Amud Aleph from the Mishnah. Our learning is once again sponsored Le'ilui Nishmas Shulamis Bas Yaakov Neshama Sharav Nalias. The Gemara is continuing the discussion about different Lashonos and what they imply in terms of Naziros. It says the Mishnah, Amar Hareini Nazir Achas Gedoila. So someone says, I'm a Nazir, a very large Nazir. Hareini Nazir Achas Ketana, or I'm a small Nazir. Or someone says, I'm a Nazir from here to the end of the world. The halacha is, by all of these, Nazir Shloshim Yom. That in all these cases, the person is a Nazir for 30 days, because the large one is not going to extend it, and the smaller one can't make it less than 30 days. So, and even from here to the end of the world is not going to make you a permanent Nazir, rather you're going to be a Nazir for the Stam Naziros of 30 days. The Gemara asks, but wait a second, Amai, V'hai Mikan V'ad Sofa Olam Kamar. At the end of the day, he says, from here until the end of the world, which Lachora is going to suggest that he wants to be a Nazir for his whole life. So why don't we assume that he's a Nazir for his whole life? So says the Gemara, because Hachika Amar. This is what he really means. Aricha li hada milsa midekan ve'ad sofa olam. That this thing is so long to me that it feels like forever. Like I'm going to be a Nazir. Oh my gosh, this feels like so long. So that's what he really means. But it doesn't mean that he actually is accepting more than a 30 day Naziris. Rather, just means for him it feels like it's forever. That's the lashon that we understand over here. The Rush just points out at the end of the day. But why do we assume that way? Maybe it's very sofa olam could be very much be understood that it means for the rest of the world. So says the Rush, actually printed on Vav Amud Beis in the Oz Vahadar editions, that the Rush's lashon is keva dematzina l'tirutz diburi hachi. That really, you're right. Both of them are valid explanations for what the guy really could have meant. Still, havid stam nazir la'akel. There's the concept that when it comes to naziris, we're not sure what he meant. If it was a longer one or a shorter one, then we would be makel and assume that he means the stam naziris is only 30 days, not to be understood as more, and rather to be understood as less. But to be in contrast, though, when we discussed that when it comes to a stam asafik nazir, though, whether bechlal his lashon meant naziros, so that we actually pointed out is going to be a reason that we're not going to be machmir, because it's a chumra ledikula. If you're machmir, like when it comes to nadarim, all the time, we saw all the time around, like every other page, every other daf would mention that, let's say, like, because it's a safek deraisa and the Gemara doesn't answer what this lashon really meant, stam, we're going to have to be machmir safek deraisa luchumra. Neder is a concept of deraisa, so you have to be machmir and another understanding of the neder. So the Gemara says, so that's what it comes to nedarim. When it comes to Nazir, he pointed out that, I think it was based on Tosos, that when it comes to Nazir, there's a major kula. If you just say, oh, what's the big deal? Maybe his lashon really didn't mean Nazir, but okay, we'll tell him to become a Nazir. No, because if he really wasn't a Nazir has to bring korbanos. And it comes to your violating an issa d'oraisa to bring chulin la'azara. So really, you can't just assume stam naziros lahachmir like you can by a neder. So rather, we're actually going to assume that stam naziros were actually more meikil. And here also, we're going to, in terms of understanding the lashon, we're going to assume, by meikil means that you wouldn't assume necessarily that a guy's a nazir. And here also, we wouldn't assume that he's a nazir forever, because the Rush points out, stam naziros is lahakil. Okay, so it says the Gemara Vayter. We learn this tonight in a Mishnah. The Mishnah that we're actually going to get to in tomorrow's daf, and daf Chesam and Aleph. The Mishnah tells us, "Hareini Nazir Mekan Ad Makom Ploni." If a person says a Nazir until, you know, from Yerushalayim till Bnei Brak, Omdim Kami Yamin Mekan Vad Makom Ploni. So we assume that how far does it take? Maybe let's do Tver a little bit further. How far does it take for a normal person to travel, not with car, but then in time, in their times, how long it takes to travel from there until that place? So if it's Pachos Mishloshim Yom, if it's less than 30 days, Nazir Shloshim Yom. Because he has to be, even if it's less than 30 days, it's like a 10-day journey. So then you still have to be every, there's no such thing as a Nazir is less than 30 days. Either because we learned that Yehiyeh has a gematria of 30, or because it mentions Nazir 29 times, and really Midrabanan there's a chumra of having 30, but Estam Naziris, it can never be less than 30 days. So that's why even if the journey only meant 10 days, he can't be a Nazir for 10 days, he has to be a Nazir for 30 days. Im Lav, however, if it takes longer than 30 days, Nazir kaminin ayamim, then he's going to be a Nazir for that. Let's say it says 70 days. So then he'd have to be a Nazir for 70 straight days. So meaning that his Naziris would end after 70 days, even though Stam Naziris is 30 days. Here you measure how long it takes, and if it takes 70, it should be the 70. So the Gemara asks, Ve'ema hachanami, Aricha li ay milsa. Why do we assume that this statement also? It just means that the nazirus I'm taking is, it feels so far from now, from Yerushalayim till Tveria. It feels like it's taking forever, and it feels like it's taking, you know, 100 days. So the Gemara says, kiman v'akamploni, and the time it takes to journey to such a place, meaning aricha li milsa kiman v'akamad ploni. As Rishon read, there's one statement rather that it's really the time that it takes you until you get to that point. And we should say istam nazirus lahaka, as we said earlier. So why does the Mishnah tell us that you would have to be machmir, and if the number is greater than 30, we should say that he has to keep that amount of nazirus? So says the Gemara, Amar Rava. Rava makes a nekimta in the case. We're talking about that Mishnah, and Daf Ches is talking about Shehechzik Baderach, where the person already started going on his journey. And in that case, it's assumed that he meant to take the nazirus for how long his trip is going to take him. And the Rush points out, he wants a segula, and in Nutha we're having a big segula tomorrow on Tuesday, already coming up, and so we're going to have the big segula of Mendel Ben Rimanov. So people like segula. So here also, in order to be protect him from his derech, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you take care of me, I'm going to be in Zeros for as long as this derech takes me. So that's the pashtus what he meant. And that's why it's not a problem of Salam Zeros Lahaka, but it is clear, it is an indication that he meant as long as far as you keep me safe, and as far as I'm on this trip, that's as long as I want my Zeros to be. And that's why we don't have to assume it was going to be a 30-day Zeros, but rather it'd be longer if his journey, in fact, was taking longer. So says the Gemara, v'lahavei kol parsa parsa. Maybe we should assume that the nazir should be every single parsa. So the, a parsa is 8,000 amos. So the Gemara is telling us that the comes up in the afkamina is 8,000 amos is for tefillas haderech. Actually, for tefillas haderech, the Gemara says that you need to be traveling a minimum of a parsa in order to be chayav in tefillas haderech, which is 8,000 amos, which is not much at all. It comes out to, I forget exactly what, like 2 or 3 miles. So that's the whole shaila b'zmanazeh. If a person is going, from wherever it is, even let's say Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak, so that's definitely more than a parsa. So it's not pasha that you shouldn't have to say pasha is in the sugi. You should say tefillas haderech. Okay, there's a concept that maybe if you go every single day and you're ragil or salvation kind of chiddush, maybe not to say. But that's the concept of a parsa. That's where a parsa comes up. So actually, for that halacha, it's not on the page of Shulchan Aruch, not Magen Avraham, Taz, none of them bring up, when they're mentioning the concept of a parsa here, that they none of them bring up the concept that a parsa needs to be a shear of his man, which would be for a dalad mil. Dalad mil is 18 minutes, so it should be 72 minutes. You'd also have to go for a distance of 72 minutes. Lechora is a big chiddush because I think the Bar Eitam may quote, somebody says that, but the Maisa, none of the classic Achronim, Shabur doesn't bring it up, bring up that chumrah. So to assume that we shouldn't make a bracha because of that is a big chiddush to me. But that's the Lamaisa of some poskim on a taina. Anyway, I got a little bit of a sidetracked over here for the concept of the parsa, but the Gemara points out that the parsa is a unit which is generally a measurement people establish, like we know, Tefillas Haderech is a parsa. So that, so the concept of the Gemara is going to say that this is something that can be measured, and therefore, the parsa, let's say a trip is like 50 parsas, so the person should be required to keep 50 consecutive 30-day naziruses rather than just 50 straight days. That's what the Gemara is assuming right now. So the Gemara says, Amar Rapapa, Ba'asra delo mani parsa. The Mishnah must be talking about a case where they don't measure distances by parsas. And therefore, we can't understand that he meant 50 parsas is how far it took, is how far it takes to measure him from to get from Yerushalayim to Tveria, let's say, in our example we had before. So it wouldn't measure it as 50 different days, but rather only the time that it takes. So the Gemara says, Ulehave kol avna ve'avna. So the Gemara says, why don't we assume that there should be each night that he's sleeping over, that should be a clearly measurable thing. That each person, they measure, they don't count parsas, fine. Granted, they don't count parsas like Prabhupada wanted to taina, but they definitely measure by how many nights they had to sleep over in an inn on the journey that they were going on. So that's, if that's the case, so then we should measure that. And that should be the amount of time that he would have to. And that, let's say the number is like 8, so you'd have to have 8 consecutive nazirus rather than just the amount of time that he's taking, but each different thing represented a different term of nazirus that he was accepting. And the Gemara now proves it. Milo tnan. Don't we learn in the Mishnah, and again, daf ches there, Hareini nazir ka'afa art. So if a person says, I'm a nazir like the dust of the earth, or kisar roshi, as much hair as on my head, uvechola yamar, as much sand as in the sea, the lacha is that he's a nazir for the rest of his life, But unlike the Nazir Olam that we learned about and Avdalid with regards to Avshalom, a Nazir Olam over here means that he actually is a Nazir who's Asr B'it Matam L'Meisim or cut his hair. And every 30 days, it just means that he finished his Naziris of that 30 days. When he continues that until, and he would have to continue that Naziris forever, like that. So that would be the halacha. And again, unlike the Nazir of Avshalom, which is allowed to cut their hair every at least once a year, it's not exactly machlokas, but at least once a year. So this one would be have to keep all the halachas and Naziris, can't be matan lemesim, can't cut your hair, and every 30 days he would be chayav a korban and then continue his next set of Naziris. So therefore, the Mishnah is telling us, we see from this Mishnah over here, that just like when it comes to the afar aretz or the sand or the things of the like or the hair, that creates another set of Naziris, so too each day that the person's going on his journey, so that lechora should be a new mechayev for a new set of Naziris, a new term of Naziris. So says the Gemara, Kol milsa de ispe kitsusa loktani. Anything that can be defined by an amount is not mentioned in the Mishnah. And that's why it's not mentioned over here. Meaning something that you can quantify it, right? If it's like dust and hair, obviously those are things that are very small. They are not things that we, little particles, are things we can't really count. So that means it would last forever because it's undefined and it would be forever. That's what we really meant. But something that you're able to define in terms of how far the journey will take you, so that is something which you can define. And since you're able to define it, that's not taken to understood as a separate term of Naziris for each one, rather just one long lasting Naziris for as long as the journey would take you. That's what the Gemara is saying right now. And the Gemara brings a proof. Atani, as we pointed out, Atani usually throughout Shas is not a question, is not a raya, rather it's a question, but in Masechet Nedarim we had this all the time. Also, the Atanya many times actually is a raya. Here is Harei Tanya, meaning, behold, we learn in the Mishnah, a bracer, a proof. Hareini Nazir kol yomei chaya. If someone says, I'm a Nazir all the days of my life, Hareini Nazir olam, or he says, I'm a Nazir forever, a permanent Nazir. Harei is a Nazir olam, he is going to be a permanent Nazir. And what does that mean over here? It means that he'd be a Nazir olam like we have at Avdalah, that he would be allowed to cut his hair once every 12 months, and he would be a chayav to be for all the halachas, matan mason, drinking. He would be chayav to be a nazir for all those isurim for the rest of his life. Now the Mishnah, the Braisa continues, afilu mea shana. However, if he says a limit on this, and he says, even for 100 years, afilu elef shanim, even 1,000 years, ein zeh nazir olam. He's not going to be a permanent nazir, ela nazir le'olam. Rather, it means that he's a nazir forever. Meaning, even though he's not going to live that long, the period of time that he said is going to be something which is defined, it's 100 years, or even 1,000 years is a defined amount of time. So since, even though he's not going to live that long, the lach is that he's going to be a Nazir Olam here, not like the Nazir Olam on Daf Dalad, but rather, this means that he is going to be a regular Nazir, who's not allowed to even trim his hair, and he has to continue that Nazir for as long as he lives, because he's not going to live to 1,000. But still, he's a chayav to take upon himself that amount of Naziris. So we see from over here that would be the determining factor for this halacha. So we see that if a person defines it as 100 or 1,000, that's a reference for a unit which can be measured, and therefore the Braisa makes a chiluk between something which is 100 years, 1,000 years, versus something which is all the days of my life or forever, which is not something as assumed to have a term to it, and not something could be defined, and therefore you would be in the other category of Daf Dalid, you would be a Nazir that is able to cut your hair once every year. So that was what we saw before. So now the Gemara gives another answer. Rabba Amar Shani Saras, going back to the question between the hair case and the case of traveling, that when it comes to the hair and the afar and those things, they're different because ha'ol muvdal zumazu, since they're separated one from the other, meaning that all these things are independent things, individual hair or particles of the dust, which is a separate naziris. And however, when it comes to the time or space or something like that, it's continuous, so that when going on your journey is a continuous thing, and therefore it clearly meant that he only meant one set of Naziris, just a longer period of time. So it says the Gemara, Gabi, Yomanami, but the Gemara Sakashin Rabbah, though, when it comes to days, also, Lechora, they're going to be distinct, and it's not like a consecutive thing, because the Pasuk says, Haksiv, Vayi, Erev, Vayi, Boker, Yom Echad, it says it was night, and it was morning, and then it was day one. It l'chora tells you that night and day are two different and distinct units. So the Gemara says, "Hasam lav de misapke mehadadihu." There, l'chora, what we're saying is it's not that the days are separated from each other. Rather, it's going to be. It's not that the days are separated. My Gemara says, "What does it mean?" Yamam avelele achad yomahu. That it's just saying night and day are going to consider one whole day. A 24-hour unit is a whole day, night and then the day. Olam lo misapke mehadadi. The fact that days are not separated from each other, meaning that really the Torah is defining the day as a unit of time, but doesn't make it it's discontinuous. There's no separation between one day and the next, and therefore it's going to be different than hair and dust, which cannot be understood as a collection of different things. Rather, it's continuous over here. And if a person refers to length of time for his Naziris, he's going to be understood as telling us that he's taking a single term of Naziris, not necessarily consecutive amounts of Naziris. So the Gemara says that olam lamasaka meadadi, that they're not necessarily separated, as I just mentioned, from each other. So now the Gemara goes back to the original question again: why is it that a person who says Harini nazir mikan vatzilfa olam is only nazir for 30 days? So Rava gives a different answer. Amar Rava Amar. So I'm changing it to Rava because we had Rava already. Lamalach akshuya kulihai. Why do you have to ask the question? It's a simple answer. Shani hasam, that the case of the Mishnah. Our Mishnah is different. Dahak tani hareini nazir achas. He clearly says hareini nazir achas. I'm one term of nazirus. And since he says the lashon of achas, then unlike the previous understanding of the Mishnah, it doesn't say hareini nazir mekan vatzilfa olam. Rather, hareini nazir achas mekan vatzilfa olam. So since he add the word one, I'm only taking one amount of nazirus, meaning only one term of nazirus. And therefore, if it's a longer trip. If it's a longer journey, then I would be accepting upon myself to be taking a longer amount of Naziris for that one term that I'm taking, but not any longer than that. And that's what Achas is clear. That was to be understood that way in the Mishnah. Fine. Next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Harini Nazir v'yom echad. If a person says, I am a Nazir and one day, Harini Nazir v'shachas, or I'm a Nazir and 1 hour, Harini Nazir achas emechzer, or I am Nazir 1.5, so very interesting, halacha the Mishnah now, harei ze nazir shtayim. In all these lashonos, we can understand that he was taking two distinct terms of nazirus, and he's chayav two sets of nazirus. That's how the Mishnah wants to assume it right now. Because a person is chayav, areini nazir tells you're chayav in the first term, and then when you add in the lashon, vi yom echad, tells you that you're now chayav a new set of nazirus. Now again, you can't have a nazirus for, even if you said vi esar yamim, that wouldn't be enough. It needs to be another 30 days. So that would trigger a chiyuv of a new 30-day nazirus. And that's why, again, you're not necessarily one long one of 60 days, because since you clearly distinguished it in your lashon as two different points, you clearly meant two different sets of nazirus. So the Gemara says, Lama li l'minei kol hani? Why does the Mishnah need to mention all three of these examples? Just mention one of them. So where's the tzricha? No, you need all of them, because the itana hareini nazir v'yom echad, if you just mention the ratio of the first case of the Mishnah, I am a nazir and 1 day, halchahu damrinan ein nazirus l'yom echad. It could have been argued that the Mishnah's halacha is only in this case because we were assuming ein nazirus l'yom echad, why? Because am t'lachay tartin. Because of this, he counts as two terms. Because there is no nazirus for 1 day, and therefore, he clearly meant to understand it as two. When a person's hareini nazir, so then clearly meant a standard term Naziris. When you said Vi Yom Echad, it clearly meant that you're making a new Naziris for another term, and there is no term less than 30 days, so you clearly meant an extra term, and it needs to be 30 days. However, Abdullah, he comes to the trend, and because of this, he counts two sets of Naziris. Fine. However, Aval Arayni Nazir V'Sha'achas, in a case where he says, I am a Nazir for 1 hour, so then, Limnei Shloshev Echad Yom, I might have thought that there, you should just count for 31 days. In the case of Harini Nazir Visha Achas, because I would have understood that the Nazirus is measured in the unit of days and not hours. So therefore, when he says, I'm a Nazir and a day, I understand that that fraction of Nazirus is two terms of Nazirus. When it comes to a Shah, and just a simple set of a unit, that's not a normal way we mention about, like, you can't measure a unit for a Nazirus. So I would have thought in the case of an hour, that doesn't mean to accept upon yourself a new set of Naziris. Rather, I would have meant it means 30 days plus 1 hour plus a day. Now you can't have 1 hour as your Naziris. It must be a whole day, and you do 31 days. That's what the Kamash Malan, the Mishnah, has to tell us explicitly, that a Nazir L'Shah and a Shahachas, that a rainy Nazir V'Shahachas is also going to be a second set, another term of Naziris. That's what he meant over here. That's the Kamash Malan. Turning on to the next number now. V'i Tana Shahachas. Now if the Mishnah says only 1 hour, mishum de lo naches ledafka, It could have been argued that 1 hour is because the Madir was just simply not careful. He wasn't being precise in his Lashon. There's no such thing as saying by an hour. So therefore, I understood that he says Nazir v'shahachas, it cannot be precise, and therefore it must mean that he is saying two different statements, one that he's a Nazir, one for Shahachas, and therefore he has to keep two different sets of Nazirus. So that's why he mentioned it. However, when it comes to 1.5, where he was not precise, where he rather has been precise, or being more careful with your Lashon, to say a 45-day Nazirus, right? A Nazirus, and then plus a half a Nazirus of a 30-day Nazirus, which is 15. So a 45-day Nazirus. Emel Olimnitarte might have argued they shouldn't count two terms, rather one 45-day term of Nazirus, because he is being precise. Kashmalan, Kuzer Nazirstein, Kulo Nazirstein, that all these cases are going to be the Lacha, that if even in the case where he says a Nazir Mechta, which is more precise and more Mediyak, and it's a clear defined amount of time, which I would have understood as 45 days, no. Since you said it as two different statements, since you said it in two different statements, and you're mentioning the other one is 15 days, and you can't have less than 15 days, you can't have it at less than 30 days, so you have to have two different sets of Nazirus for 30 days each. That's what the Gemara understands. Okay, up to the next Mishnah. Reini Nazir Shloshim Yom V'Sha'achas. So if someone says, I'm a Nazir for 30 days and 1 hour. Shloshim V'Sha'achas. Nazir Shloshim V'Echad Yom. There he's a Nazir for 31 days. She'in Nazir Shloshos, because there is no Nazir for Shos. That, right, the Pasuk says, Yemei Nizro, the days of his Nazirus. It teaches us that Nazirus has to be at least in the minimum of a day. So therefore, you say the lashon of a shachas, it merely meant that you were going to be for 31 days. Now, what's the difference between this case and the case of the Mishnah that we just had before, where you understood it really means two sets of Nazirus? Because over here, the case of the Mishnah is dealing with a person who says the number of days explicitly. I am a Nazir for 30 days, vishachas. Before, we just had the lashon in the Mishnah was not that it was, he's just a Harini Nazir, v'yom echad. He just said Nazirus. He didn't say how long. Here is Harini Nazir shloshim yom. You add in the amount of time. So clearly, you when you add in the amount of time, you were demonstrating what you wanted it to be, that you only wanted it to be 30 days, and you wanted to add the Sha'achas on top of that 30 days, so clearly meant you wanted 31 days. That's why it's different than our Mishnah. That's why it's different than our Mishnah. So if you don't mention the explicit amount of days, then we can assume that you really can be machalik your statement into two different statements, meaning that you understood two different sets of Naziris. That's the difference between our Mishnah and that Mishnah. Fine. So it says the Gemara now, Amar Rav, so now Rav tells us, that lo shanu ella da amar shloshim ve'echad yom. That the Mishnah says it's halacha only when the Madir said 31 days. Aval amar shloshim yom ve'yom echad. If a person says 30 days and then 1 day, then it would be back to the similar halacha that we have in the previous Mishnah of Nazir Shtayim, that you would chayav in two different terms. Because Rav is understanding that the extra lashon of the lashon of yom in his he adds a day, 30 days and 1 day. That's showing that he clearly intending his statement to be two different sets of Nazirus, and that's why he'd be chayav twice. That's Rav's Kiddush. Aval Amar Shloshim Yom Ve'echad Yom, that would be Nazir Shtayim, as we just mentioned, because of that point. Now the Gemara points out that Rav, Savar La Ki Rabbi Akiva, Rav Lechora holds like Rabbi Akiva, that's Dorish, that extra Yom that he said in this Lashon. Why? The Dorish Rabbi Akiva, Lishna Yaseh, Rabbi Akiva learns an extra Lashon that a person has, this Tan. Now we're quoting the Gemara in Bava Basra. It's talking about, the Mishnah of Bava Basra is talking about what, when I sell you a house, what exactly is included in the sale and what's not? So the Mishnah tells us, Lois Abor. If I sell you the area of my field, it doesn't necessarily, if I don't say explicitly, it doesn't mean that I'm including you the pit, Velo Tzedus, or the cistern for water drawing. Alpha Picha Kosov Umkavurma. Even if I wrote you in the shtar, I wrote in the contract itself that I'm going to give you the depths and the heights of the area, still I did not include the bor and the dos. I didn't connect the pit and the cistern inside of it, and I'm allowed to get it. However, says Rabbi Akiva, Tzorech Likachlo Derech, I have to buy back a path in order to get to these things, because I sold you the whole field around it. So the whole field is now yours. So if I want to use this pit, if I want to use this cistern, I have to buy a derech, a path that I can go access it, because it's yours right now. I can't access your property without your permission. That's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. However, Chachamim Omrim, Eino Tzorech Likachlo Derech. Chachamim say that he does not need to buy for himself a right of way back. They understand that it was clear that the seller accepted upon himself the right. It was clear that he meant to accept upon himself the right to pass through the house in order to get to his pit. And if he didn't include it, he clearly meant it. So it says the Gemara, Moder Bekiva, but Rabbi Akiva would agree, Bizman Shamar Lachutz Me'elu. If you said except for these items, these things, if he says explicitly in the shtar, except for the pit, except for the cistern, and you don't mention and you mention that they're not in the sale, it clearly meant that you're including the derech included as well. She'inu tzarech likach lo derech. There, you don't need to buy a right of way again, because that extra lashon clearly meant that the person wanted access to them. So Rabbi Kiva Lachora now is showing us that having an extra lashon, meaning because if the dos and the bor are not included in the sale, so why did the guy put it in? It must be put it in according to Rabbi Kiva that that superfluous lashon is teaching us that it must be halachically important for him. It must be that he wanted to give himself the right to be able to buy the to have the land, to have access to the land, to be able to walk on a path to get to his cistern and to his bor. So lachora also, when it comes to Rav, who is being dorished the extra lashon of yom, then that's his lashon here that we would agree that the yom meant clearly two distinct sets of nazirus. So the Rishonim point out, the Rush specifically, he says that the Chachamim also accept this concept. But in the case of the pit, there is no extra meaning that they can attach to the extra lashon. Since according to the Chachamim, even without mentioning that, even the previous case, the extra lashon was included, is automatically excluded from the sale. So in Rav's case, the Chacham would agree that the extra lashon of the Yom, Lachora, the Gemara is assuming, and the Rashi points out, that the Rav would tie to that, Chacham would agree with him, because this also means that it would indicate a lashon of two Naziris, and the Chacham fundamentally should agree with that point. Just because Rabbi Akiva mentioned explicitly, that's why we say that it's like Rabbi Akiva, not Lafuke the Rabbanan. That's the Rashi on Steiner, that even the Rabbanan would agree with Rav. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with Haredi Nazir, Mit Hashem, and Daf Ches, tomorrow's Daf.